Thanks, Gabby. Thanks, Dory. I want to start by reading a part of a poem by Voltaire. It's in French, but I think everyone will recognize at least one line. Si les cieux dépouillés de son empreinte auguste pouvaient cesser jamais de la manifester, si Dieu n'existait pas, il faudrait l'inventer. Que les sages l'annoncent et que les rois le craignent. Rois, si vous m'opprimez, si vos grandeurs dédaignent, les pleurs de l'innocent que vous faites couler, mon vengeur est au ciel, apprenez à trembler. Tel est au moins le fruit d'une utile croyance. I hope everyone got at least some of that. The part that I imagine many of you have heard before is, if God didn't exist, it would be necessary to invent it. At various times and for various reasons, I've been somewhat sympathetic to this idea that God might just be a useful fiction. The vast majority of human cultures and societies have invoked a god or gods when seeking to explain the world, their place in it, and how humans should conduct themselves. It seems we need God as a concept to help give meaning to life in a universe that seems governed by chance and randomness, where bad things happen to good people, and worse still, good things happen to bad people. If there's someone or something who's in control of all of this, then it seems less random, and there's reason to believe that things could be put right, even if not quite yet, or not in this life. One way I've heard it framed is that humans have an impulse for invoking agency in the absence of explicable cause. We don't like to think that something happened for no reason, that the chaos is just that, chaos, and not part of some grand plan so intricate that it can't be fully comprehended by the human brain. How else to explain the allure of belief in God of some kind across cultures, throughout history, even among people who describe themselves as not religious? Even many prominent atheists have recognized the societal value of belief in God. Friedrich Nietzsche, perhaps best known for his formulation that God is dead, did not see this as an unambiguously positive thing. In fact, he feared that we wouldn't be able to deal with the death of God, that deprived of the belief system that imparted meaning and morality, Western civilization would turn to nihilism. The author Kurt Vonnegut, who's from the same hometown as me, thought that Marx's statement that religion is the opiate of the people was usually misunderstood. According to Vonnegut, Marx wasn't denigrating religion. He meant that in that era, when rich people used opium to ease their pain and poor people couldn't afford it, they needed something that would make them feel better, and religious belief really did that. I've lived in a few different places around the world and traveled to still others, and one constant I find is that the poorest, most vulnerable, most exploited, in short, the people who have the least reason to believe in a compassionate, loving God are usually the most religious. One cynical view might be that they're desperate and, having no recourse to material solutions to their misery, have to hope for some spiritual relief. A more cynical view still would be that they've been brainwashed by those in power to accept their exploitation as God's will. And indeed, history is replete with examples of this. The one that comes most readily to mind right now is how American plantation owners taught slaves to memorize Ephesians 6:5, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling." But for every example of those in power using religion to justify their abuses, we see people on the margins drawing strength from their faith to oppose the powerful, to fight against injustice. The anti-apartheid movement in South Africa, the American Civil Rights Movement, the abolitionist movement in Britain were all driven by people who felt it was part of their religious duty. We see time and again that God is a source not just of comfort for the afflicted, but of strength and resolve. In the poem I read at the beginning, Voltaire suggests it would be necessary to invent God not to keep the masses in line, but to cause kings to tremble at the thought that there is a power even higher than them that will avenge the cries of the innocent. Religion may be the tool of the rulers, but God is on the side of the oppressed. This is all been a rather roundabout answer to the question, what does God mean? As Gabby reminded us, 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. If I were to summarize my answer today, it would be, God is hope. Thank you.